Shared governance promises faculty, academic staff, administrators, and even students at UW colleges a voice in strategic planning. But Mike Michelson, spokesman for State Assemblyman Steve Noss of Whitewater, says adding unions to that mix threatens the legitimacy of the arrangement.
Unionization is going to create a real problem for that, because it really gives faculty or those who unionize two kicks at the cap, pardon the pun. It really gives them the ability to say that if we don't get what we want through the normal governing process, we will now up the ante by going and making this an issue of negotiations.
But American Federation of Teachers Wisconsin President Brian Kennedy says having a voice doesn't always mean it's going to be heard.
If that were the case, then shared governance would have given us at least one kick at the cat for many years, and it hasn't. Shared governance has shown time and time again that chancellors and other and system administration leadership will ignore resolutions or decisions that come out of faculty and academic staff senates.
Now, Kennedy says faculty senates at unionized campuses will be able to stick to academic issues while the unions handle bread and butter issues like salary, hours, and working conditions. But Michelson says it will drive up costs in terms of salary and benefits, and that's something that the system and taxpayers cannot afford. So far, UW-Eau Claire and UW-Superior are the only campuses that have unionized faculties, but UW-La Crosse, Stevens Point, River Falls, and Stout have filed papers requesting elections. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.